Pretty good. We're approaching the Canaries. We're behind the pack here a bit, but still going pretty well. We had the reach route last night, made a change about midnight to the down to the Solent with a reef in the main as the wind picked up some, and then went actually to the Staysail for a while and back up to the Solent, still making a few sail changes.
And you've still got you've got Rafael Dinelli in your sights at the moment, do you?
Yes, he's off to the west a little bit further. I think it's going to be complicated for going the passage through the Canaries. There's a very small low pressure that's forming just south of the Canaries, not for a very long period of time. My friend and I out to the east a little bit is going to be going between two different islands, and it may be complicated for him as well getting into the middle of that, as it's going to be dying a bit, and also I might have some headwinds.
Tell us a little bit about your routine on board. Is that you're having a chance to rest your back then a little bit?
Well, after those first 2 days, we had a number of, we didn't have anything major go wrong. We did have a lot of attachment points that have just been glued onto the inside of the hull for holding up duffel bags and that sort of thing. A lot of those came loose. And with the situation with my back, it's very difficult to kind of crawl around the interior of this boat. This boat has two longitudinal bulkheads that run from the bow to the stern, about a meter in from the edge of the deck for the stiffness. And so it breaks the boat up into many, many compartments. We actually have 11 watertight compartments on the boat. And but crawling in around those is pretty painful for my back. So I haven't gone through to make those tidy ups, but we don't have anything major that's gone wrong. And so I'm preserving not my strength exactly, but those nice pain-free moments for sail changes.
And is it impairing your ability to sleep when you need to?
Yes, a little bit of a degree, but we have a couple of different sleep systems we put on the boat, a couple of different cushion arrangements around the chart table, plus a bean bag that I remember Sebastian Jossa had suggested that to me a couple of years ago when I had him for the first time. And so we have better ways to tackle that. So I think that I'm actually probably better rested than have been on some other races.